Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, December 17th, and we are in the third commandment this week. Yes, we are discussing the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. So today, we're going to talk about some places where you can get some Sabbath rest. And, you know, true rest comes not just from laying around relaxing, but it comes in God's Word. So we're going to talk with our friends at Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois, and our friends at Camp Silka up in Cantrell, Illinois. So stick around. We've got some great guests to talk with and hear about all the opportunities they have at these places. And I've been to both. They're beautiful. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. If you want to join the conversation today, you can do so. You can email your questions to family@kfuo.org, or you can give us a call, 314-821-0850. Our 800 number is still down, so we still got that St. Louis line open, though, if you want to call 314-821-0850 if you have questions about for our guest today. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You know, if you want to find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, you can just go to our website, kfuo.org. Then look for that sponsor section, the CUW logo in that sponsor section. Click on that. That'll take you to their page. You can find out all about the programs they have and where they're located. Just go to kfuo.org to find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Well, as promised, joining us by phone today is Bob Polansky. He's the executive director at Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you this morning. You know, it probably would have been more fun if I would have come there today, huh?
We're kind of still recovering from the snow. We have snow all over, although it goes from the slush to the ice every evening. So, and the pond is froze over, so but probably not walkable.
So no walking or skating on the pond yet, huh?
No, would not advise it.
It's probably actually a little muddy, I would imagine, in some places.
At the peak of the afternoon, you know, yesterday the sun came out. It really warmed up pretty nicely here, and then it was kind of slushy and muddy, so I keep waiting for that to come. So,
yeah, and then you got to get out the boots, right?
Yes, I'm wearing them today.
Well, Bob, tell us a little bit about your history and how you came to Camp Wartburg.
Oh, wow. I have worked for Lutheran Child and Family Services for more than 25 years. I started up in the Chicagoland area in their residential centers. I worked at Lutherbrook Children's Center. And then I was involved in the starting of their group home, Collins Group Home, a few years after that. And about, I think it's 16, 17 years ago, LCFS took over the operations of Camp Wartburg, and I was privileged to be extended an invitation to come work at a camp as kind of the camp manager. And I was pretty much the only person around at the time, been very, very blessed. I mean, camp has gone from really rough times to really quite a just a wonderful place to come and to get away and grow your relationship with God and, you know, and the wonders of His creation. So it's a great place to work.
I'm sure it is. It's just a beautiful place. And as you pointed out, things have certainly have grown and changed over the last decade or so.
Yeah, we've been blessed. Last 15 years, we've been moving and shaking pretty well every year.
Well, you know, all week long, we're talking about the third commandment being rest, you know, being refreshed and rest. But that true rest comes in God's Word. What are the different ways? What are the different things that are available at Camp Wartburg to help families or individuals, youth, step away?
Well, we are open year-round. We have various types of retreats, men's retreats, women's retreats, youth retreats. We do family reunions, all with the opportunity for people just to get away from, their quote-unquote normal lives and pause and to reflect and to, you know, hopefully get into the Word and to be uplifted, inspired, and just a little bit of respite time. And sometimes, you know, we're very intentional with those things, and then other times we're not. We have some really good winter retreats. I don't know if you want me to get into each and every one of those, but we have some winter retreats that I really like because they're primarily in January and February, mm-hmm. and it's a time where, you know, everybody makes those New Year's resolution to get your body in shape, and yet here we're trying to help get your spiritual mind back in shape, and some very unique things that we do. And some of them are not quite as intense as some of the others. I mean, some are very, very intense, and then others, it is truly like a Sabbath, just a time to get away and to pause and to have fellowship and things like that. So.
Yeah, I see several that look pretty interesting. The one I think that intrigues me is the Caregivers Retreat. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a new one we're offering this year. We have been kind of talking. I have a program committee, and we have been kind of talking about how we can help people who help others. And it doesn't necessarily have to be people in the medical field. It could be people in the counseling field. It can just be a regular just mom and dad who are dealing with an older person who is dealing maybe with Alzheimer's, or it could even be with a younger person with, you know, a child with autism. There's just such a wide variety of ways that people, and I'm just talking to all of us, that the struggles that we have that we're stuck dealing with on a 24/7 basis. And so this is an opportunity for them to get away, to talk about how God gives you strength to deal with these things, and to talk about your own wellness, and just to embrace that whole idea of healing your body and your mind and your spirit. And so those are all just key parts.
Sure, and it looks like with plenty of time for Bible study and fellowship and prayer, it looks like a great time of respite, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Our speaker for that event is Marty Littman. She's a Christian counselor here in the St. Louis area.
Absolutely. She's been our guest before.
Yeah, she is outstanding. She came a few years ago and presented one of the retreats, and then this was one of those. You know, when you're thinking about doing a caregiver's retreat, you can't help but think of Marty as one of your first people who you want to contact. And she's very excited about it. And we're honestly thinking this might be a type of retreat that might bloom and grow, where we may end up just having one for just people dealing with somebody with autism or Alzheimer's or something like that. So it might bloom and grow.
Sure, yeah, caregiver's retreat, a little respite.
Yeah.
And some of the others that are lined up for this, for winter or early spring, I see scrapbooking, secretaries, youth leaders, all kinds of retreats. Any that you want to highlight?
the scrapbooking is pretty much just a good scrapbooking time. Lauren Thorberg is our office coordinator. She scrapbooks. And it's something that's near and dear to her heart, so she kind of takes a lead with that one. And they do some devotions and spend a lot of time just talking and sharing, and then obviously making some things. The secretary's retreat is primarily for our church secretaries. You know, it's probably a role that often gets overlooked, but it's a very valuable person in our congregations, and they need some time off too. I feel very sad for my church secretary, Lisa. You know, on Sunday when you go to worship, so many people bombard her with, you know,
right,
the general business, and so she doesn't always get a chance to Sabbath and to worship God in probably the best ways. And so it's just an opportunity for them to get into the Word a whole lot more, and to, you know, hopefully we can tell them how valuable they are. The Youth Leaders Retreat. Boy, I'm excited about the Youth Leaders Retreat this year. We're doing something different. We're doing something that's called TED Talks format. and that's basically where we're getting a wide variety of speakers coming in, and they're doing like a quick presentation, and then we're just opening it up for questions and dialogue. And that way we can touch, I think we're up to like six presenters or something like that in our brief, you know, 24-hour period. And a lot of them are our DCEs and DCOs in the area, so I'm very excited about that. So that one's going to come up at the end of January. So
great, great. That one actually occurs right after the National Youth Ministry Symposium,
yes,
about the week after or so. So a great way to be refreshed after meeting with hundreds of folks in the Youth Ministry Symposium, then simmer down with a smaller youth retreat, huh?
Yeah.
And on a retreat like these, how many spaces are there usually available?
Well, I always say we're kind of unlimited until we get filled up. We haven't been filled up. Our men's and our women's retreats are probably the biggest events that we host. And I'm hoping, gosh, we might have more than 100 ladies come this year. We have Jane Wilkie as our speaker, and she was our speaker last mm-hmm. year, and everybody was so excited. They almost begged us to have her back. And so we're very excited to have her back again. And she's talking about the ultimate makeover is her theme this year. And, you know, and she's using Ephesians 4:20-24, kind of talking about, you know, are you the same person before and after? And so it's going to be kind of neat. And I would bet we may be close to 100 ladies this year.
Wow.
The men's retreat is our presenter's Pastor Mark Wiesner. I bet he's probably been on the station before, too. He's a licensed counselor, also a marriage and family counselor. But he's kind of talking about that wild at heart kind of theme that goes through a lot of men's ministry. And so we're going to kind of go back to some of our roots with that. And that's also probably a very big retreat. We've had probably close to 70 men come out for that weekend, too.
So you have lots of programming lined up for those who want to, you know, step aside and from their regular routine and come to one of these specialized retreats, these weekend, most of them seem like weekend opportunities. Mm-hmm. But what about, I know you have summer youth camps, and mm-hmm. groups can also come and do their own programming too as well, correct?
Oh, yes. We've even had just family groups come out and kind of say, hey, we just need a weekend away.
Sure.
You know, turn the cell phones off and you know, come and sing and worship and, you know, read the Bible together and things like that. So we have some of those that happen throughout the year also. So, you know, right now it isn't probably most people all want to come and do the nice warm things, you know, swim in the pool and things like that, and kind of can't do that now, but the wintertime has a certain kind of beauty and a quietness that is good and is very conducive for these retreat opportunities where you can just kind of pause and reflect mm-hmm. and read your Bible or whatever other good, interesting book that you're reading and just grow closer with God and let your body just rest for a minute. So.
You brought up a really good point. Turn off, you know, a chance to turn off the cell phones, to turn off all the electronic devices, and just settle down and be quiet, be still, read God's Word, hear God's Word, sing God's Word with our brothers and sisters in Christ or with our, you know, just with our family. Those are all important to step aside from our regular daily routine and just have that time to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think we do enough of that.
Yeah.
I am probably, you know, chief sinner of that, too, because, you know, when you're running a 24-hour place, it's kind of like you're always kind of at the beg of the cell phone. And I hate that part of my job, but I am here to try and serve others so that they can have that opportunity to get away. So,
well, it is greatly appreciated that to have such a facility and not too far from home, especially for the folks here in the, you know, the St. Louis area, mm-hmm. but, you know, in the Midwest, central Missouri, central Illinois, southern Illinois, you know, and even Indiana, not too far, you know, all within an afternoon's drive. So not too far. Tell us a little bit about the facilities that are available for groups that want to, maybe a family wants to come rent. Are we talking about camping out in a tent?
No, especially not this time of year. In fact, even during the summer anymore, I think a lot of people are getting away, especially in the dead heat of the end of June through early August. People, I think, love their air conditioning. And we have several buildings that are all climate controlled. In other words, they have the air conditioning when it's hot, and we have the heat on when it's cold out. So the heat is on, and we're kind of happy for that. But we have some retreat houses, and they vary in size. Some can be small, you know, I'm saying 20 beds, up to 40 beds. There's an area where you can kind of congregate together, and a common area where you can sing, you can talk, you can study the Bible, you can read, you can pause, or you can watch movies if you'd like also. And then we have several of those buildings, and people can, you know, use one or two. We also have a full dining hall. If people are interested in eating, we would also serve you, because a part of rest sometimes means that moms or dads get the weekend off too, where they don't have to prepare food or clean up afterwards. And we both know that can be quite a task, especially if the whole family's together. The holidays are coming, and everybody will all understand that. So we can really provide all the services for you. So plenty of place to get away, places where if you want to just come and watch the birds or the other animals, rest, reflect, just stare outside and enjoy the wonder of God's creation.
Absolutely, and that's a good thing to do. How about campfires, things like that to warm up outside?
We have several campfire sites which people can use year-round, and we have plenty of wood for them to come out and do that. Cook s'mores even. We also have a couple of indoor fireplaces in our dining hall where if people want to probably stay inside, especially now that it's gotten a little bit colder, and reflect on the beauty of just a campfire and just rest and relax and warm your body and your heart. So.
Absolutely. Any other outdoor activities? I know when it's, you know, in the single digits, probably not a lot of outdoor activities, but anything else that we could do outside if we're there for retreat?
Yeah. We have really nice high ropes set up here, and we do it year-round. For the winter retreats, we actually offer, we'll climb and zip and do some other things, even in January and February. So unless it's really, really blistering cold or storming or something like that, it's fair game to do it any time. You just put on a few more clothes. So, but our climbing structures are very, very popular. We've got an 11-element pole course. We have a four-sided climbing tower, and we've got about a 200-foot zip line. And we use it throughout the year. We probably put through 1,500 to 2,000 people use our high ropes throughout the year. So.
Wow. Tell us, what are high ropes? For those who aren't familiar with high ropes, what does that mean?
Okay. Well, there's high ropes and there's low ropes, and we have actually both here. Low ropes is more of on-the-ground kind of things, although it's up to a 10-foot high level. that's more of like your team building and where you can work together to work on an obstacle, for instance, like a 10-foot wall, get your whole team up and over the wall. High ropes is a little bit more individual, but it is still kind of a team element there, and we do have some parts where you can work together, which is good. But it is all of our structures are about 30 feet up off the ground, and when you're doing those, you're going to get to wear a helmet and a harness because we want everybody to be nice and safe and secure. But it's a great opportunity to challenge yourself and to push your limits and just to accomplish some really phenomenal things. A couple of years ago at our women's retreat, we had an 87-year-old lady climb our climbing tower. It was rather phenomenal and quite an awesome thing to see when, you know, as you get older and you say, oh, I can't do this, here we got an 87-year-old lady who climbed to the top all by herself. So it was rather phenomenal. So it's a great way, both the highs and the lows are great ways to help build some self-esteem and to grow confidence, and then it's a great way to work together as a team because, you know, when you're encouraging one another and saying, hey, good job, you know, you can do that, and you feel that satisfaction, you really do grow stronger as a team.
Sure, sure. Well, and tell us a little bit about youth camp. I know you have summer youth camps, and that might be something that folks are thinking about, especially this time of year with Christmas right around the corner. Maybe that would make a nice gift for someone.
Yeah, we. If you are interested in like a gift certificate or something like that, yeah, just contact the office and we would do something. Our summer brochure is almost ready to get put on the website. So I would think maybe around Christmas time or shortly after it should be on our website so you can go and look. We have, oh my goodness, we have lots of programs that we have offered. I always say whatever your interest level, we probably have a camp program for you because we've got music camps and theater camps, and then we also have climbing camps, and we have some trip camps. I mean, we go out to Colorado almost every year and try and climb a mountain and do some whitewater rafting, some things you don't get to do here in the Midwest. But we have camps for all kids of all school ages. So even if you're going into kindergarten, we've got some shorter programs for the younger kids. A couple of our very popular programs, we have a WOW camp, which is a Wonders of Wartburg. They're kind of sampler camps where you get to do a wide variety of activities. One of them is with horseback riding and canoeing and creek walking, kind of your standard kind of camp things. And then a couple of years ago, we introduced a WOW Extreme where we went paintballing and did some more climbing, and we did go-karts and a little more adventuresome kind of things. And then this year, we're kind of introducing a newer camp for our younger kids again, where we're thinking about building a mud pit, and so we're going to let the kids, you know, flop around in the mud, kind of do all those interesting things. But then they're also going to play like frisbee golf and stuff like that. And then probably one of our most popular camps, and I know it is throughout the nation, is a night owl camp, where kids stay up all night and doing activities, and then they sleep all day. And so it is kind of the life of an owl, but there's nothing like going ziplining in the middle of the night. So the first time I did it, I was like, I don't know about this, because, you know, we like to use our eyes and give comfort and want to see what we're all doing. And here, you know, when you're out in the dark, it's a little bit different. But we have a wide variety of camps. I mean, that I can assure you of.
So a lot of options to choose from, mm-hmm. It sounds like, when it comes to camp for kids. What age ranges again?
Oh, we do all school age range. So obviously, like, the little kids are not going to go climbing and do some of the other things. But we do all school ages, so from kindergarten all the way up through high school.
Very good, very good. We'll provide a link to the Camp Wartburg website today as well with the archive of today's show.
Sure.
But if folks want to find out more about retreats or summer camp or anything like that, what should they do?
I would say they could go check out our website. That's the easiest thing, and it's basically campwartburg.com. It's that simple. We are the only Camp Wartburg in the whole wide world, so you won't have any problems finding us. That's a good news. The other thing is you could just call and come out. We have some opportunities where they're kind of like an open house. I know the last Sunday in April, we always have a chicken dinner here where it's open to the public, and people could just come out. They can see what camp is like, and they can, if they want to sign up and for summer camp, they can. And I forgot to mention, we also have a day camp. So for those a little more local, they can come out just for the day and drop their kids. And that's, we go even in the preschool age range. So
plenty of opportunities to step aside from our daily routine, whatever age, families, individuals, specialized retreats or summer youth camp, group retreats, all available at Camp Wartburg.
And we also do outdoor education for a school group. So
very good.
That's another unique thing. If I could plug one last thing,
sure,
before we're all done, this Saturday we're having what we call our all-camp game day. And what that is all the fun evening games that we play, like Capture the Flag, Outpost, Gaga Ball, we do those all on this Saturday. And we are offering it up for parents to drop their kids off here. We also do lunch and a snack, but we play games with the kids basically from 9:30 until 3. So if they want an opportunity to get their last-minute shopping in for their kids, they can do that. But we'll take them all day, feed them lunch, all for $18 a person. We got a lot of kids signed up, but we can always have more.
Very good.
We will do it come rain or shine.
Sounds like you're going to be tired that night.
It'll be a fun day.
Well, we've been talking with Bob Polansky, Executive Director at Camp Wartburg in Waterloo, Illinois. Bob, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us today about stepping aside and getting some rest in God's Word at Camp Wartburg.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy.
God's blessings to you.
Yeah, to you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk with Reverend Dave Biltman from Camp Silka, just up the road a little bit in central Illinois. Stick around. And before we go to that, if you are listening and want tickets to that National Lutheran Choir concert today, email me, family@kfuo.org.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The new Pope created controversy soon after donning the white. But there's one thing he's done that should be appreciated by all faiths, regardless of profound doctrinal differences. Pope Francis has very publicly reached out and loved on those who've been marginalized in society. I'm talking about people with Down syndrome. 90% when diagnosed in the womb are aborted in America. He's also embraced others with obvious disabilities. It warmed my heart when he reached out to a man with tumors all over his face and body, and another with a devastating condition who, for unknown reasons, was missing most of his face. Millions of people witnessed the obvious love Francis has for the world's downtrodden. Both evangelicals and Catholics would do well to emulate this basic human compassion.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson, extending a warm invitation for you to join me for Moments of Assurance each weekday from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO. Each day I'll share scriptural encouragement along with practical thoughts, humor, trivia, news items, wonderful Christ-centered songs and hymns. It's a great spiritual recipe for your noontime hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance, underwritten in part by Mid-American Coaches and Children's Christian Concern Society, an LCMS-recognized service organization.
Martin Luther once proclaimed, "I have no pleasure in any man who despises music. It is no invention of ours. It is a gift of God. I place it next to theology. Satan hates music. He knows how it drives the evil spirit out of us." We're now providing beautiful classical music and sacred classics online 24 hours a day at classic99.com. Take pleasure in this gift. classic99.com, a ministry of KFUO Radio.
Retirement, a college education, buying a home, the big decisions in life require a great deal of thought and discussion. That's why nearly 2.5 million members turn to Thrivent Financial for Lutherans for financial advice. We'll develop a financial strategy to help you reach your goals, and we'll provide advice to keep your financial program on track with your dreams. To find a Thrivent Financial representative, call 314-783-4200.
Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
A United Methodist minister is defying a church order to surrender his credentials for performing a same-sex wedding, saying church officials will have to defrock him if they want him out of the ministry. The Reverend Frank Schaefer has been told to give up his pulpit in Pennsylvania by Thursday if he cannot support the denomination's Book of Discipline. But Schaefer, who describes the book as contradictory and biased against gay people, says,
"I cannot voluntarily surrender my credentials because I am a voice now for many, for tens of thousands of LGBT members in our church."
The Methodist Church accepts gay and lesbian members, but rejects the practice of homosexuality as incompatible with Christian teaching. Schaefer is serving a 30-day suspension for officiating at the 2007 wedding of his gay son in Massachusetts. He's scheduled to meet with church officials Thursday about his future following his conviction in a church trial last month. I'm Steve Coleman.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, December 17th. We are discussing the third commandment this week. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. We're talking about rest, but not just the type of rest like taking a nap type of rest. We're talking about real rest, true rest that comes from God's Word. And so today, our guests are from some of the camps from National Lutheran Outdoors Ministry Association. We just talked with Camp Wartburg, and we're going to talk with Camp Silka here in a second. Before we go to that, I want to give away some tickets to the National Lutheran Choir concert that's coming up this weekend that's coming up on Saturday, and there are their concerts in the afternoon and in the evening as well. So if you want tickets, I have a pair of tickets to give away. First, email to family@kfuo.org says that if you say you'd like those tickets, send me an email to family@kfuo.org, your name and your mailing address, and we'll have those tickets for you at the door to the first email that comes to me. Again, family@kfuo.org. Joining us by phone today, Reverend Dave Biltman from Camp Silka, director at Camp Silka. Good morning, Pastor Biltman.
Good morning. Nice to be with you this morning.
Good to have you with us. How are things over in central Illinois?
Oh, a little bit cool, but that's not bad. It's wintertime.
That's right. And it's a season to enjoy. It's not too bad. It's what, in the 30s today, so as opposed to the single digits like we had a few days ago.
Sure.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to Camp Silka.
Well, that goes back a good many years. Back in 1978, the camp was looking for a director, and I was a parish pastor, happy doing that. And they decided that I would be somebody that they should have for camp director. But I argued with them a little bit, and then finally the Lord twisted my arm, and I decided to go to camp. And we moved there in June of 1978 and stayed there until August of 90. And so we spent 12 years there with camp and had a great time. It was a challenge, but they wanted to have a pastor there, and that's what they did. So.
And why did they want to have a pastor there? Why is it important?
Well, they just felt, and they've had DCEs and like, but they just were wanting to have somebody to give some good spiritual direction to the camp, and so they figured, well, we'll go with a pastor, and so then when people come out, we can have worship services, we can have Bible studies, and people don't have to wonder, well, does this person have any training in that, or whatever, you know, and that's what they were looking for at the time, because I was the only employee at the camp, so I had to cover the whole waterfront. I had to collect garbage and mow the grass and do everything, and including running the camp itself, the summer camp. At that time, we didn't have winterized facilities.
And so you've served there for quite a while, and the importance of having a pastor there is, as you mentioned, it all comes back to the Word. And that's what we're talking about this week. You know, we're talking about the third commandment, that true rest is really found in God's Word, not just in taking a nap or even just in getting away. That true rest is found in God's Word. And so that's why it's so valuable to have a pastor in that setting.
It's been interesting, too, because over the years when we had different groups, not all Lutheran groups come out. We have some other groups.
Sure.
But it gives opportunity to witness to them of our faith and share Christ with them. So,
absolutely.
I have no qualms about telling them it's a Lutheran church camp. So.
Very good, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about, you've been at the camp for a while, but tell us about the history of the camp and what you know about the history of the camp and what you're up to today.
Well, the camp was ready to, they bought the property and all that in 1948. They were ready to open up their first camps in 49, but because of the polio epidemic that was going on in 1949, they were not allowed to have any gathering of people together, so then they had to postpone the opening of the camp till 1950. But then they started having just a couple camps each summer, and then just kept growing. And they had a part-time director, DCE, who at one time they had a mail carrier, different individuals who would run the camp just as a summer camp, two or three weeks of camp. And then it slowly developed, and then they started thinking about having a full-time director and the like, and so I think their first full-time director probably came in about 1968 or something like that. Then they started having full-time directors, and one time or another they'd have two people out there full-time. But when I left there in 1990, and then a DCE teacher took over, and he was there for 18 years, and then another pastor came for about 4 years. He left a year ago last August, and at that time the board said, well, Biltman, you're retired. would you run the camp for a while for us to get it on back on, as they say, the way, wheels back on the wagon? And so then I've been doing it for about 18 months now, and we'll see how long that goes. But I live 22 miles away from the camp, so it's not, I can be there every day and shovel the snow or whatever. But I get over there several times a week during the summer. When we have our summer camps, I'm there every day. But in the wintertime, we basically have weekends that are busy. Not too many things during the week in the wintertime. But we have, in 1980, we built our first winterized building, which is kind of a dormitory-style building. And that was used quite a bit. And 1988, with family enrichment and things like that, they said, well, you need 12 couples and two lead couples. And so we decided to build a 14-room hotel building with a large meeting area. And so that was our second winterized building that was built in 1988. And that's what we are working with to this day. We still have our old rustic cabins that were built back in the 50s, I guess. And but it serves us well. We have 220 acres, I think. And most of our buildings are contained right in the 50 acres of it. And then we have lots of trails and things like that for other activities as well.
And so there are a variety of camps, retreats, and facilities that can be utilized. Who can come to Camp Silka? Who might use it? Could a family come and camp there during the warmer seasons?
Yeah. In fact, well, we have scout troops that come out even in the wintertime and stay in cabins which have fireplaces. But, yeah, families come out. Sometimes they'll bring a tent. Sometimes they'll have a camper or something, and just whatever way they want to camp, and they're welcome to come. We have camping areas for them. We just this past year redid all our wiring for the camping hookups. So in the past there have been times when they blew a transformer or something like that because it wasn't very well hooked up electrically. So we've spent a lot of money in getting that restored, getting it up to par where it should be. So they come out that way. We have two big weekends, which are fundraising weekends, I guess you might say, when we have our annual hog roast, which this year will be May 25th. We have a hog roast from 11:30 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. We have a worship service at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in which we induct our summer staff, and then we're off and running for the summer. And then closing out the summer, we have our annual chicken fry and auction, and that's on August 31st this year. So those are the two times when we encourage family camping especially. We have quite a few families that come out for those weekends, and we have activities planned for the whole weekend.
And those seem like pretty standard camp activities, an annual chicken dinner. Now, hog roast, I don't think I've ever been to that. That sounds fun. My wife and I met at Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana, and we used to joke every year at the annual chicken dinner that the following, because it was on a Sunday, we used to joke that the following Sunday was the first Sunday after chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Just because it was such an annual tradition, and so we thought, how very fitting, we would just call it the first Sunday after chicken dinner.
Sure, right.
But those sound like typical camp, get-togethers, and those are ways for families to come out and support the camp and see what's going on at camp. Great times, it sounds like, lots of fun.
Yeah, and I encourage people, you know, if they're thinking about camp, to come out for the hog roast and just camp out there. Or, you know, if they want to rent a room in our Christian Growth Center, which is motel-type rooms, they can do that and have their child get acquainted with the camp and some of the things around the camp. because some of them are a little leery, but...
Sure. So the whole family can come out to camp, not just youth opportunities, but the whole family can come and get away. And not just tent camp, but you pointed out the Christian Growth Center, which are like hotel-style rooms. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Each room has each of those rooms has a double.
Did we lose connection there, Pastor? You still there, Pastor? Alrighty, well, while we are experiencing technical difficulties, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back from that break, we'll see if we can, while we're on that break, we'll see if we can get Pastor Biltman back on the line, and I'm still happy to give away some tickets. If you want to email me, family@kfuo.org, I've got some tickets for the National Lutheran Choir concert that's coming up here this weekend, right around the corner, actually. It's called Christmas Festival Light, and it's here in St. Louis. We have a concert on Saturday, December 21st, this weekend, at 2 p.m. and at 5 p.m. I've got some tickets for that. And so all you have to do is email me. The first person to email me, family@kfuo.org, we'd be glad to give away some tickets for that. So I hope that we can get Pastor Biltman back on the line here in just a second. We had a chance to talk with the director of the National Lutheran Choir not too long ago about the upcoming music and listen to some of that music, and it was outstanding stuff. So I hope that you can check it out. If you are interested in purchasing tickets for that as well, you can go to nlca.com. That's nlca.com for the National Lutheran Choir website, and find out information about their concerts, the St. Louis ones as well as the Minneapolis ones, which I believe the Minneapolis ones may have already happened. If I remember correctly, I think they did already happen. So just the St. Louis ones coming up this weekend. Looks like we've got Pastor Biltman back on the line. Let's see if we've... Pastor, are you still there?
Yes.
Very good.
I got disconnected.
Well, glad to have you back. That's okay. It gave me a chance to talk about the National Lutheran Choir concert coming up this weekend.
Sure.
So you have some facilities there that can accommodate families, retreat groups, individuals, all good stuff at Camp Silka. And where is the camp located?
It's just north of Springfield, about 10 miles. It's north on Route 29.
Which is in, I believe the name of the town is Cantrell, is that right?
Cantrell.
Cantrell.
Uh-huh.
And so right outside, not too far outside Springfield.
Right, yeah. It's our address is Cantrell, but we're about 5 or 6 miles away from there. We're out in the woods, out along the Sangamon River.
Nice. And so if, you know, with Christmas right around the corner, if families are thinking about, you know, maybe relatives might be thinking, you know, summer camp might be a nice gift, a nice Christmas present for, you know, some of the kids in the family, or you know, maybe even a retreat for, or a getaway for other family members. Can we do that? Can we give that as a gift?
They can go on our website today if they want to and sign up for camp. I had a lady call last week and wanted to get some camp, pay for camp for two of her grandchildren, and so she's going to work that out, and we have our camps on the website now, and our brochures will be out right after the first of the year. So there's a variety of things. We have some retreats. Most of the retreats that we have are sponsored by such groups like the Lutheran Women's Missionary League of our district. They have one. Our pastor's wives have a retreat out at the camp. And so there's a lot of scrapbooking. And so, you know, people just have to check us out. They can email us. They can call me or whatever and say what they're looking for, and we'll line them up with whatever we can line them up with.
Excellent. And so we'll link to your website as well today along with our program. When we archive the program on our website under the Archives for Faith and Family, we'll put a link for Camp Silka on there as well so they can go to that website. The website is CILCA.org, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what does CILCA, Silka, what does that stand for?
I wondered when you'd ask that question. People think it's an Indian name or something. But it actually stands for Central Illinois Lutheran Camp Association.
That's what that would have been my guess, too. But yeah, it does. It sounds like, an Indian Native American name. I know there are other camps that have similar names, like Iowa Sika, which is Iowa District East, I think, or something like that.
Louisimo.
yep. Yeah, all they sound like Indian names, but they're actually they're just abbreviated forms.
Right.
What about schools? Can schools make use of Camp Silka?
Oh, most definitely. We have Lutheran schools that come out for outdoor education. We have public schools that come out for outdoor education. We even have public universities that have used our facilities for various things. We had a group of, new students at a local university. They have a mentoring program, and so there was about 60 people that came out for that, 30 of the mentors and 30 being mentored. And they did some service projects for us, and then they had some retreat things, and it was just a neat experience. And, of course, I'm not shy about letting people know where I stand spiritually, and because I want to know where they stand spiritually, mm-hmm. and so that's an opportunity, too. And I tell them, I said, if you don't want to be in a Christian camp, then I'm not telling you, you got to come, you know, but they like our facilities and use our challenge course and different things. So it's just a great opportunity to sit down and relax and share with people, because the camp is really like a different world. People come out there and just amazed. Well, a few years ago, a lady did an article on Camp Silka from Lutheran Witness, and she was amazed at the hills and everything that we had out there, but it's right on the riverbank, so obviously it's not the flat land that you see when you drive from Chicago to St. Louis or whatever.
It's not all cornfields.
Yeah, right.
So it's a little bit different landscape than what you would typically see in central Illinois, because you're right along the river.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about what we would see at camp. You mentioned the Christian Growth Center, as a lodge type place, hotel style rooms. What else would we see at camp?
As you drive in, of course, that's the first thing you probably see is our Christian Growth Center, which is our newest winterized facility, and then we have a retreat center, and the office is there, and where the camp director lives, but we don't have one currently other than me. So that is empty at the present time. But as you go down, then you'll see, a camping area and our chapel, our indoor chapel. Then we have our cabins and dining hall, and we have a boys' cabin area, we have a girls' cabin area. And then when you go beyond that, you'll see our outdoor worship center, where we have our campfires at night for the most part. We have other areas where we have campfires, but that's the main one for the evening. And we have about 5-acre lake. We swim in there. We have kayaking and boats and rowboats. We have paddle boats, and so we do a lot of that. And then you go across the dam from there, and then you get into the area where we have our challenge course and other hiking trails, a prayer trail, just a lot of different trails. So we have plenty of grounds to do things. We used to have horses, but we don't anymore, so we have a little corral across the dam that's not used for horses anymore. It's too much of a problem, I guess. So
use it to corral the kids instead?
There you go. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a nice place to get away and relax. What about in some of the retreats or in summer camp, where does the Word of God take place? What role does it have in what Camp Silka does?
Well, like in our summer camps, I've been doing some school chapels and sharing with them. But what we do is, we have all the fun activities that you'd expect at a camp. But we have a bonus because in the morning we have our Bible study and chapel time. And then in the evening we have campfires. And then during the day, they're the counselors, they're all LCMS youth, college students, and they are willing to share with these kids their faith, and they do that in their cabin devotions and things. And then I'm around there, and I'll talk to the kids about different things. The thing that I encourage when I go to school chapels is the fact that, you know, if you've got a friend that's not a Christian, not going to church or something, maybe encourage them to come to camp and get exposed to the Word of God, and you'd be surprised. I remember when I was there for 12 years earlier how I would keep track of some of these, and I got letters from some churches where they baptized some kids that had been to camp and things like that. So it's really an interesting outreach, and it's fairly harmless. You want a friend to go with you to camp, so why not bring them and let them be exposed to the Word of God, which is a neat thing.
An email, let's see, from Kathleen. Want to share with you that when our grandson was about 6, instead of buying more stuff, we started sending him to Camp Lutherhoma in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and happy to say that he grew up to serve that camp as a counselor and maintains connections with them to this day. It's a good investment in children, so a great investment, sending your kid to camp for the summer instead of just buying him, as Kathleen says, more stuff. So thanks for that email, Kathleen. Yeah, it's a great gift. It's a gift that lasts a lot longer than a toy that might break, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's neat.
A very good gift. Well, Pastor, any other thoughts about camp? We've got about 2 minutes left before we need to wrap up our time. Any other thoughts? We've talked about retreats. We've talked about summer camp. We've talked about families getting away and schools coming out there. Can schools do outdoor education there?
Yes, yeah, that's what most of them will do. Yeah, we have a lot of that. We also have family reunions that will rent the motel-type building for weekends or even for a week in the summer. We have one family that you probably know, but I won't mention their name. But they have a lot of preachers in the family, and they don't have an opportunity to get together at Christmas time. So in July, they have their family reunion at Silka, and I was there this summer and saw them, and they were reading from Luke 2. They were singing Christmas carols. They had, in that building, they had a Christmas tree set up. They had all the stockings and everything, and it was just really neat.
That's a great idea, Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Well, especially when it's about 100 degrees outside, singing Christmas carols might cool you down, right?
Well, I kept the air conditioner pretty low, so it feels comfortable.
I bet they wanted to build a fire, too, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a great idea, really, for families to get away, you know, to celebrate those types of things, especially if you have trouble getting together in the winter. Do it during another time of year to get together and have a family reunion to celebrate those special occasions. That's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Well, Pastor, I think we have a common connection, actually. Thinking about it now, I'm pretty sure I went to Concordia University with your daughter.
Ah, yeah. She's at Mequon now. I mean,
I know.
We're advertising Mequon. So.
That's right. Well, they're our sponsors, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Yeah, they're the sponsors they're underwriters for this program. We're very grateful for that. So, yeah, now Deaconess Kim is serving in the office of, in the chapel office there. I can't remember the name of Spiritual
Life.
Yeah,
she's assistant to the campus pastor.
Yeah. Who used to be the campus pastor at Concordia River Forest, where Kim and I met. So.
Yep, that's right.
Well, what a blessing. Pastor Biltman, it's been great talking with you today about Camp Silka and the blessings that our Lutheran camps are to us, giving us a chance to step aside and to be refreshed and to be restored in God's Word. I pray that all goes well. And you mentioned that there's a position open there, and I'm assuming you also are probably looking for summer staff as well, correct?
Right, yes.
So if folks are interested in that, they should?
Just contact us, camp@silka.org, and we'll respond to them, or they can call, whatever works for them.
Very good. Very good. Well, thanks, Pastor Dave Biltman from Camp Silka in Kentrell, Illinois, not too far from Springfield. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
We really
God's
appreciate
blessings
it.
Blessings for blessed Christmas.
God's blessings to you as well. Coming up later on this week, we'll continue our conversation on being refreshed and restored in God's Word and the importance of God's Word in our lives. Thanks so much for listening today. Coming up next, Moments of Assurance right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.